are on daf Beis and Halacha Gimel. Yeah, I believe. Yeah. Hamotzi. Somebody takes out anything on Shabbos, ben bimino, ben bismo, whether it's right hand, whether it's left hand, beso cheko, inside his pocket, or aksefo, or on his shoulder, chayev. He's all these things are liable. Chicane, masa b'nei kos, that's how the people in the midbar would carry the people from the shevet of kos. Lachar yoto, if however he carried with the back of his hand, or biraglo on his foot, bepiv in his mouth, or marpeko on his elbow, bozno in his ear, uvisoro in his hair, uvavundoso in his belt, upilamato, but the belt, it's a money belt, but it's upside down. Ben avodas chaluka between his belt and his shirt, bechefes chaluko in the hem of his shirt, beminolo in his shoe, besandolo in his sandal, potter on all these, he's exempt shalohotzi derech hamotzi, and that's not the normal way of taking stuff out. It's all called subsumed under kilachariat. Yes. Rabbi Yossi boy, Rabbi Yossi asks, me'ata hotzi kugres al ksefa chayiv, it says you're chayiv for taking on your shoulder. So what if you took out a grogeres, the size of a grogeres on your shoulder, you're chayiv for that? Says man, nah, fein masa b'nei kahos. You think the people of kahos took out a size of grogeres on their shoulder, a chip on their shoulder, literally, right? No, they wouldn't take out something that small on their shoulder. Therefore, not chayiv on that much, that's on that little. Has to be more. Has to be a significant amount. Okay, let's ask another question. Uksiv, it says, "Pekudat Elazar and Aaron HaKohen, that which Elazar, the son of Aaron HaKohen, was in charge of, included Shevin Amor, the oil for illumination, Uktaris Hasamim, the spices for the incense, Uminchas Atomid, the Minch of the Tomid, Veshemen Amishcha, and the oil of anointment. Echon Ayonosu. Where were. What? Oh, move back.
I'm just putting the gun on my lap anyway.
Okay. Echon Ayonosu. Where was this oil kept? Where was all the stuff kept? Rabbi Yamashem was a kmin tzloch is ktano. Oh, I skipped. Sorry. Uktaris on mincha satomid, the mincha of tomid, and the shemen amishcha. Now, the way you used to carry all this stuff, shemen amor bimino. The oil for the lamp was on his right. Uktaris asamim, the incense bismo is left. Umincha satomid shel yoim. The mincha satomi the day tluya bezro would hang on his arm. Now the Mashbiach points out that this is the beginning of a question, meaning that you see your chayv on your elbow because you hang the lazar hung something from his elbow. The flower for that mincha of that tomid of that day hung from his elbow. So you see your chayv on elbow. Our Mishnah said a marpeko on your elbow your potri, and here we see your chayv right. So Shemna Mishkoy, furthermore, Shemna Mishkoy Khanyanosu, where do they put the oil for anointing? Rabbi Yom Shem Rabblazak means Slochis Kitana, a type of small vessel, Hoylo Bafundoso. Yet in his belt. And we use according to Mashbiach, that's also Akasha, is saying that we see if you take something out in your belt, so you're chayev. So in our mission it sounded like normally when you take something out in your belt, you're potter. So says more, and in Tomer Shirkotim, maybe you'll say that that's because Rabbi Lazar, Elazar ben Aaron was not choshev, and therefore carry things in a way which was not choshev, and that we can't extrapolate from that to our current situation because we're only chayiv if we take out in a normal, distinguished way. So in Tomer Shirkotim, we're going to say Elazar ben Aaron was small, not literally, but figuratively speaking. On Rabbi Shimon Levi can't be. Rabbi Shimon Levi said it says, "See when the scene is Yeha Levi." The ultimate of the paramount leader of the Levites, Nasi of the Nasiim, right? The leader of the leaders, that was Elazar ben Aaron. Duch nimaya. Duch in Aramaic is like a leader. So Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Amar Marko Hoya. He was a Marko. What's a Marko? Tan Rabbi Chia Volomikor Shmo Marko. What's a Marko? Shemar, he was the master alakol. So if that's the case, he was a great man, and wherever we carried out should be considered in the normal derech, and a distinguished way should be chayiv on that, even on your elbow. So says the Gemara, I'm a Rebbe, Ela she'en gedula bepaltin shemelch. No, in the palace of the king, there's no greatness. Meaning that Elazar would serve, would carry stuff in a manner which was not normal, which was kind of debasing and laughable, perhaps even, because when we serve before God, we're not concerned with our greatness. In other words, even if we're very great, when we serve God, we have to serve God with humility and be willing to do funky things for the service of God. So that's what Elazar was doing here. Okay, so we can't extrapolate from him to anybody else. It's upside down. The Mishnah tell you where it's upside down. Yeah, and the Gemara, it's not upside down. That's what you meant to ask, right?
No, but not actually similar in a similar vein.
Yes.
Because in our Mishnah, the reason why you're talking about it, because the normal way is not to carry that.
Right.
In our Gemara, we're talking about it. What's normal for the
conversation? Still, the Marpeko is a question. The Zroa, I have difficulty with the question from Budasso as well for the reason I mentioned. But the question from Marpeko is a good question, because it says you carry out Zroa. And Zroa is clearly hanging down from his elbow. So why not our Mishnah enumerate such as our Mishnah said Marpeko is potter? So that's what Gemara says. Amar Rabbi Levi, Ksiva says, Lavasha koin mido vad. The koin puts on a simple woolen garment, Verimus Hadesh, and he has to shovel out the ashes from the Beis HaMikdash. So how could this be? A Kohen who serves a Kodesh Baruch Hu should shovel the ashes? It's not pop, doesn't pass. In the palace of the king, there's no greatness. And therefore, we cannot extrapolate precisely from the parameters there, because they were somewhat, again, more demeaning than normal. And normally, there's a higher mean of behavior necessary in order to consider to be Derech Chutzah. Okay? I guess there's no choice, because they wanted to trust anybody else with this stuff, so therefore he had to do it this way. Ideally, you know, right? In an ideal world where there are more Kohanim, they wouldn't do it that way, but there were only two Kohanim to go around, so that was it. Okay, says the Mishnah for them, Miskami loy to the funnel. So you had in mind to do Otsah behind himself, in front of himself, and it twisted to the behind him, he's potter. If he had a mind to do Otsah behind, and it came in front, he's chayev. Now the Bavli brings down that there's that Otsah l'achorav is of a lesser quality, because it's less safeguarded than Otsah l'funav, right? If something is hanging from your neck in front of you, you can safeguard it better than if it's hanging from your neck and back of you. Remember that, Bavli? Okay, but you remember it? Okay, so Yushalmi doesn't hold that chiluk. That's very critical in understanding the Gemara. Shalmi holds the achorav, the fun of it's all the same thing, it makes no difference. So if that's the case, Yushalmi's going to have difficulty with our Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says if you intend to carry in your back and carry in front your chai, then to carry in your front, you carry in your back your potter. Why the difference, right? So it says, well, in truth they said, Ishal Chogeres Bissinor, a woman is wearing an apron, so they twist around. So whether it goes in back of her or in front of her, and she has something in the apron, she is chayiv. She came royally as chozer, because they do twist one, that's their normal derech. And my abim kabli, peace king care, we just said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know either. Yeah, but here the Rishami is going to say it's Lach HaMoshe Misinai. Yeah. So it should be. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Av Kabbalah Pitzkin Kain, mailmen they used to carry their packages all around themselves. They used to twist around, and therefore that makes no difference. Says my Tamati, we looked over there, Rabbi Shmuel, or the other guy says Rabbi Shimon, Hashazuri, and Rabbi Shimon, I mean, Lo Nechlu Adavar Shu B'Shei Mechot Shu Chayev. Okay. This will save us literally 20 minutes. If it makes you understand it, then that's even better.
It's just a
miracle. Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shu argue. Rabbi Lezer mandates a chatos while Rabbi Yoshua exempts, right? Chayef versus Potter. There is a disagreement as to the issue they disputed. One opinion holds that they disputed Shem Echad, a case where a person knew he did a malacha, such as Kotzer, but does not know which object he committed the malacha, meaning from which tree he harvested. Okay, so that's very interesting machlokas, if you learn about Shem Echad. It means Rabbi Shua holds, in order to be chayef a korban, not only do you have to know you did a malacha, you have to know upon which object you performed the malacha. If you don't know, you're part of Ramachatos. Okay? It's a strange requirement, it is. So he brings down some Gzeres HaKosuf. I forgot what it is. Pnei Moshe brings down some Gzeres HaKosuf. Or maybe it was, what's his name? Pnei Korban Eda. Somebody brings down there would be a Gzeres HaKosuf. I forgot. Let's just take it on faith. Okay. This opinion holds that both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yossi agree that by Shnei Shemos, where a person knew he did a malacha but does not recall which malacha, such as either kotzer or tochen, you know, harvesting or grinding, the individual is potter. Okay, so if they argue about Shem Echad, then everybody agrees by Shnei Shemos they're potter. Why? Because the Shnei Shemos is much less severe. I don't know if severe is the right word. Yeah. Much less significant, I guess would be the right word. So therefore, it's certainly part in that case. That's one opinion to the machlokas. The other opinion holds that they disputed Shnei Shemos. That's the machlokas. But by Shem Echad, everyone agrees the individual is chayiv. As you said, it's very strange. That would be sure to say your potter. Our Mishnah is clearly Shem Echad. Because our Mishnah is talking about the malacha v'tzah. There's no dip, right? Just one malacha. Yet the Reisha concludes Potter, while the Sefer concludes Chayev. And as I told you before, the Yerushalmi does not hold the Balvi's distinction between Shmir Pchusa and Shmir Meula. The Reisha, therefore, must follow the opinion that the Machlokis is in Shem Echad. Whereas the Reisha says, you're Potter. Right? But it's a Shem Echad. Who says you're Potter by Shem Echad? According to the second version, that the machlokas is by Shnei Shemos, ain't nobody who says by Shem Echad you're potter. So the Reisha must be going according to the opinion that it's a machlokas by Shem Echad, then it's going to Rabbi Yeshua, right? The Reisha must follow the opinion that machlokas is in Shem Echad, and the Mishnah is going to Rabbi Yeshua. The Seifa, however, which holds that you're chayev, must either be one of two things. It's either Rabbi Elazar, right? Not Rabbi Yeshua, right? Because that has to be the arguing position. Or I must follow the opinion that there's no machlokas in Shem Echad, and in that case it could still be Rabbi Yoshua, right? Because if you follow the opinion there's no machlokas, it means both polled it's chayiv, and then it can even go in like Rabbi Yoshua. In any event, the Reisha and the Sefer are inconsistent. The Reisha and Sefer are inconsistent in that if the Reisha, it's either that the Reisha is Rabbi Yoshua and the Sefer is Rabbi Lezer, or that the Reisha is Rabbi Yeshua, according to the opinion that the Machlokis is by Shem Echad, and the Sefer is Rabbi Yeshua, according to the opinion that by Shem Echad everybody agrees, and that the Machlokis is by Shnei Shemos. Okay, what percentage of understanding do we have?
50.
Yes.
Yeah, a little.
The Sefer just said that you're part. The Sefer said you're chayiv. Okay.
But we don't know if you're
in the Shem Echad, right?
If it's Shem Echad.
If it's Shem Echad, it is Shem Echad. Sure, Shem Echad, because we're only doing one malacha here.
Yeah.
Shnei Shemos, we don't know which malacha you did. Here's Shem Echad, because you know for sure which malacha you did. You did it all, right? No question about that.
So if the
Reisha
says you're Potter, that
means
it's going to
Rabbi Yeshua. No, Rabbi Yeshua, right.
And the Sefer says
you're Chayev. Either Rabbi Elazar. Can't be Rabbi Yeshua, right? Or the alternative is say that's going according to the opinion that by Shem Echad even Rabbi Yeshua concedes that you're chayef. And Rabbi Yeshua only exempted you in a case of Shnei Shemos. We're not sure which malach you did.
Why do you need a
Reish and Sefer? No, so Reish and Sefer argue no matter what. Either Reish is Rabbi Yeshua and the Sefer is Rabbi Elazar, and that's why one says Potter, one says chayef. Or the Reisha is Rabbi Yeshua and the Sefer is Rabbi Yeshua, but different understands Rabbi Yeshua. Because the Reisha is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that he potters even by Shem Echad, and the Sefer is going to the opinion that holds that by Shem Echad, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees you're Chayev, and he only argues by Shnei Shemos. So no matter what, the Reish and Sefer are inconsistent with each other. What level?
Give me an example.
Of which?
What do you mean by shteish?
It says shem echad is where a person didn't knew he did a malacha,
right,
but does not know which object committed the malacha. He forgot which tree he harvested.
Okay.
That's not so difficult. He forgot which tree. Seen one tree, seen them all. They all look the same. Okay. Now shnei shemus means a person knew he did a malacha, but doesn't recall which one.
I don't understand that. Okay.
He had amnesia. He forgot.
Okay, that's confusing. Okay.
You know, we had the klutz factor in Irvin. Yeah. Throw in the forgetfulness factor here.
Okay?
Then how do you know he's made it? If everybody in the world was an upstanding, bright, and on the ball individual, half of shots, maybe three quarters of shots, need not have been written. Okay? So that's it. So that's the sugya. Bottom line is the sugya is just concluding that there's a machlokas. Now I want to mention again the Bavli reconciled the Reish and Sefer by saying that that depends. If you intend to carry in front, it goes to the back. So that's potter because you got a shmirah pechusa. It's less of a category of shmirah. And if it went when you intend to go in the back and it went to the front, so you're chay because it's shmirah meula. It's a higher category. But the Yushami doesn't draw any distinction between either of those, and therefore the Yushami says the Reish and Sefer perforce argue on each other. Okay? Now we saw that we can see it inside. Keep the paper, because I'm going to refer back to it in a minute. Says Rabbi Ela. So that's more sorry. Tamatina, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Rabbi Shimon Raimer, Lonakul Adabi Shubi Shem Mechod, Shuchayv. He holds that the Machlokas, there was no Machlokas by Shem Mechod, but Shem Mechod is for sure Chayv. Aman Echloku was Machlokas, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lez. So Adabi Shubi Shem Shemos, Shnei Shemos. A sandwich car has two Shemos. Rabbi Lez Machayv Chatas. In other words, again, you forgot which Melach you did. Rabbi Lez says, Chayv Chatas or Shua Poiter. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Ela Beshem, Rabbi Lez said, that now let's go to my page because I'm going to change the gear so here because the name motion changes the gear so to explain in order that the sugya fits with that conforms with the principles I stated. Okay, Reisha going down to the bottom of my page. Reisha, of course, that word does not appear in the Gemara. That's why I have it in brackets. Any word which I put in brackets. Reisha command the Rabbi Shem Echon Nechluku. The Reisha must go, which says your potter must go according to opinion that Rabbi Shua even argues by Shem Echon. Command the Rabbi Shnei Shemos Nechluku, because if you want to say that it's according to opinion that they argue by Shnei Shemos, the Khan Bishnei Shemos same who potter? Do you have your two Shemos that it should be potter? In other words, if you're going to say that the Rabbi Shua only exempted you by Shnei Shemos, not by Shem Echon, there ain't no Shnei Shemos here. So the whole potter doesn't make sense. So you must send machlokas about Shem Echon. Now, what about on the other hand, the case where you start on the back and you came to the front, that it says chayev, that's our seifa. So that must go, command the marmishnei shemos nechluku. That must go, according to the opinion, that the machlok, assuming that you still want to make it be Rabbi Yeshua. There must be, according to the opinion, that they argue by shnei shemos, right? Because here it says chayev. If you say the Arab is Shem Echad, then Rabbi Yeshua would say Potter in our Mishnah. So it must be by Shem Echad, they agree it's Chayev. I'm sorry. It must be that it's going according to the opinion that by Shem Echad, by Shem. I said it wrong. Sorry. Again, the Sefer says Chayev, right? So that if you're going to say that's going to be Yeshua, it must be going according to the opinion that by Shem Echad everybody agrees that it's no good. And the whole Machlokas was maybe by Shnei Shemos Rabbi Yeshua got you off the hook. So again, that has to go since it says Chayav. If you want to say it's going like Rabbi Yeshua still, you got to say that this is going according to the opinion that there is a case in which Rabbi Yeshua says Chayev. According to Manamor says, this is a machlokas, is by Shem Echad, so Rabbi Yeshua never said Chayev. The Sefer can't go like him at all. The only way the Sefer goes like Rabbi Yeshua is if you say that there is a case in which Rabbi Yeshua said Chayev. That only works out according to the opinion that says that the machlokas was by Shnei Shemos, but by Shem Echad everybody agrees. So that's what he says here. Lachro balafon of chayav, which is the seifa, that can only be like Rabbi Yeshua commanding Rabbi Shnei Shemos, according to being that they argue by two Shemos, and in our mission, which is Shem Echod, everybody agrees chayav. But Ram commanded Rabbi Shem Echod nechluku, but according to being holds that they argue by Shem Echod, kam b'Shem Echod uvu chayav. If that's the case here, Shem Echod, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if he argues, how can it possibly be chayav? So again, it must be that the Reisha and Sefer are completely inconsistent in some way, shape, or form. If you want to say both are Rabbi Yeshua, then one holds that the argument is by Shem Echod as well, that's the Reisha, that's what it says, Potter, and the Sefer holds the Machlokas is only by Shnei Shemos, but by Shem Echod everybody holds Chayav. Or the alternative is to say that the Sefer is going like Rabbi Lezer. It's really they argue by Shem Echod, and the Reisha is Rabbi Yeshua says Potter, and the Sefer is Rabbi Lezer who says Chayav. Okay? So, got it?
Yeah.
All right. It took quite some time to figure this all out. So it says, Gemara, getting back to the Gemara, Rabbi Elah, now skipping down to the next Rabbi Elah, B'Shem Revelosa, which is five lines down. All that was five, six lines. All that was six lines. Rabbi Elah, B'Shem Revelosa said, Tanoyin Inu. Obviously, it's Machlokas Tanoyin. Tanoyin means Machlokas Tanoyin. He who says over there chayev, we'll say here chayev. Manamar tam potter says over there potter avocha potter, but they are not consistent. They cannot be going like the same tana. Okay, that's it. Bam Islam Rabbi Lezer, as again to always reiterate, this beauty of Yerushalmi is if you come to the hard part, it's over very soon. Bam Islam Rabbi Lezer called Malcolm Sheyeshna Sheshin. Alright, let's come up and should be Shinu. She Yoshnu, I don't know exactly read it. But anyway, they said, Bemes halachal Moshe Misina, it's a halachal Moshe Misina. Okay? Hamotzi, Kikor Bishus Arabi. Somebody takes a piece of bread and Bishus Arabi. Chayev, it's liable. Hamotzius Shnaim, two people took it out in partnership. Turim, their example. Lo yachal echad lo tzi, if one of them couldn't have done it on his own. Votziu shnayim, and two people took it out there. Chayavin. Rishim Poter, Rishim says, anytime two people do something, even if it's zeyno yachal, neither could have done it on their own, they still remain poter. Hamaytze echad pachas mikashir. Somebody takes a food less than the proper shear in the keli. Poter afal keli. You're exempt also on the vessel. Sha keli tfei lo, because the vessel is subordinate to the food, and if the food you're exempt on, you're supporting on the vessel. As a chai b'mito, if you take out a live person on a stretcher, potter, because chai knows his atzmo, right? The live person carries himself. And therefore, you're potter afla mito. You're even exempt on the stretcher. Shamita tfelo, because the stretcher is secondary to the live person. As a mace mito, if you take out a live person on a stretcher, or ever chai of, the chen kazais, and say, so if you take out a kazais of a dead person, Zayitz min avela, zayitz of an avela, and a kadosh mesheret, the size and length of a mesheret. Chayav in your chayav in all these cases. Rabbi Shimon pointed out, why is Rabbi Shimon exempt you? Because the melacha shein tzricha legufa. Because the Mishkan, when they did outside, they want to get it from point A to point B. Here they just want to get it out of point A, so it's not metami the house or the people or the entities they're in. So therefore, in this case, he would consider melacha shein tzricha legufa, and he'd be potter. Okay. Says Gemara. How do we know that a person who two people did melach are potter? By seisa, which says when he does it. By yachid shasa chayv, if a single solitary person does melach, it's chayv. Shnayim shlosha shasa, if two or three people do the melach are potter, they are exempt. Rabbi Yeshua de Rumya makami Rabbi Asa. Rabbi Yeshua de Rumya says of the south. Set Rabbi Asa b'shem Rabbi Acha name Rabbi Acha. Kind of cute. If two people take out weavers' rods or weaver sticks, which are obviously very light. Rabbi Poiter, Rabbi says you're potter. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Mechayev. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon says you're chayev. Why? Because Shnayim Shalim, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon says Shnayim, even though it's Zay Yochel, but Zay Yochel, you're still chayev because the two people combine to make a partnership. Amalo Rabbi said, wait a minute. Kach Shemati Mi Avicha. I heard from your father that you're potter. Right? Our mission says, even by Zay Yochel. When neither one can do it by himself, Rabbi Shimon exempts. Certainly in this case, of where each one can do it by themselves, Rabbi Shimon exempts. So how can you say chayev? Amar lo. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon said, Shimashtis Abba Omdos. I served father in his youth. Omdos means when he was still standing. Mashaloshi Mashan Yeshivos, that which you did not serve my father in his old age. Yeshivos, when he's sitting down. In other words, I have much more knowledge of what my father said, and he didn't say what you said he said. Okay, even though Rebbe in the Mishnah, when he put Rebbe Shimon in Mishnah, he had Rebbe Shimon go like him. But Rebbe Shimon said, that's not what he said. He said that you're chayiv, even if two people do the melacha together. Okay? Says Mara, the Rebbe Talmid Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai? Ta'avi? Was Rebbe the student of Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai? Lo Talmid Rebbe Yaakov Rakuchi? Ava, wasn't he the student of? Time I never heard of before. Rebbe Yaakov Rakuchi? That's sad. Rebbe's great Rebbe. Rebbe's Rebbe, the Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. It's a Tana I never heard of before, at least I don't remember hearing of before. Shabbos Sama Gimel Yerushalmi. All right. In any event, so it says, Gemara El Kacha Marle. There, I don't even know an Amor, Rabbi Yaakov. You may not see it. I remember. I'm sure. Maybe there is. I just don't remember. It's certainly not in the top 10. Okay. El Kacha Mali. So really, of course, Rebbe didn't mean to say I was. I heard it from Rebbe, your father. I'm sorry, Rebbe Shimon. Didn't mean that Elizabeth Sherman obviously didn't even look at Rebbe as being one who was Mishamish's father. Rather, he said, Shimashti es Abba Omdos, I serve my father's youth much more, Mashlo Shimashtos Rabcha, more than you served your own Rebbe Yeshivos in his old age. Okay, sure, once we're on this topic, we have a shtickle agarata, very shtickle. You don't like agarata, huh? Could be, but it's still not an Amora. It's a father of an Amora. Okay. Says the Gemara, Shere Rabbi Elazar Rishim Nichlas Beis Avad, where Rabbi Elazar Rishim used to come to the Beis Medrash, Hoya Ponav Shal Rabbi Makdiros. Rabbi's face would go black, like the bottom of a pot, out of trembling and fear. Amalei Avi, so Rishim Gamlio, who was Rabbi's father, said to him, Vios, it's good for you to tremble before him. Ze Ari ben Ari, he is a lion, the son of a lion. Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Avlatav, you're just Nari ben Shuol, the lion, the son of a fox, meaning me. So therefore, you should tremble. And of course, that was another of Shimon Gamlio, is humility. I mean, the Mach Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, once Rabbi Elazar died, Sholach Rabbi Tavavit to say, Rabbi went to propose, to send an emissary to propose marriage to his wife. Amrolei, she responded, Kli shen ishtamish bo kodesh, ishtamish bo chol. A vessel which was used for holy purposes, you wanted to use for profane purposes. My deceased husband, she was saying, was holier than you. And in fact, this brought down the Bavli also in Bav Metzia. So going back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that the vessel is subordinate to the fruit therein. So Amar Shua Barav Yitzchak Hada Dat Omar Betrichin LeKelya. That's only where the vessel is essential in order to transport the fruit. Kigon Ilin Tutaya, such as berries. If the vessel is not essential to transport the fruit, so then the fruit is not subordinate to the vessel, and chayev el kein, you're chayev on the vessel independently. Okay? As a chayev b'mita potter. Okay, now we come to one of those critical Yerushalmis. Drum roll. As a chayev b'mita potter. What does it mean? You shall see. Hold your breath. As a chayev b'mita potter af l'mita. If you take out a live person's stretcher, you're exempt also on the stretcher. Because a live person knows his atma. That's the exact same thing in Aramaic. A live person carries himself. If you take out a dead person and stretch it, you're chayiv. Divrei HaKol, is that that it should not be according to everybody. Lo kein tain, did we not learn afreach ra koshu? Now this is a couple of blot ago. Samachav amnaf. If you take out a reach ra, a bad odor, you're chayiv, no matter how small the reach ra is. And we explained there that there are various different reasons why that's true, because there it's talking more about the shear. That the shear of a reach ra is not the size of a rogeres or whatever else it should be by otzah, because even a small amount, you're chayiv on, because a small amount is significant to you, either because you want to get rid of it, or because you want to take it somewhere to smoke clothes or whatever you want to do with it. In any event, here the Gemara is looking completely differently. Says Maratani Afreach Ra Koshu for Amar Rabbi Ila Af Rabbi Shimon Moida Ba. Rabbi Shimon concedes the point on that. What does it mean Rabbi Shimon concedes the point, Rabbi Isai? It means, as the Mefarshim all point out here, including some of the Rishonim brought back in the back in the Toros and Shari Rishonim, it means that Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no din b'locha shein tzuch l'gufa when you take out a bad smell, or you take out a, as the Gemara goes on to say, umor Rabbi Shimon b'yisurei hanor and isur hanor. If you remove something from your house, normally if you remove something from your house, you're considered to be b'locha shein tzuch l'gufa. Because what's malacha tzuch l'gufa? Not to remove something, but to transport. But if it's a bad smell or an isra anor, then even removing it is tzuch l'gufa. Why is that? It's purposeful. It's purposeful, right? You want to get rid of that goof. Now I want you to know, I was having conversations that I happen whenever I see you show me like this. I like telling it over to somebody. It's you know, novelty. So I told over to Gershon Schaffel, and he said that this really can change if you think about it. A thing which is no gala maisa, which is what's considered to be litzarach gufo makoma, right? They're allowed to move mukta, which is aser litzarach gufo makoma. Now here, to make something, to say that to remove a reach ra is malacha shein atzrichel, is malacha atzrichel gufo. Here it's a chumrah, of course. So it means you can't move a reach ra, right? Because it can't remove it, even because it even be a sitter rights, not just the rabbana. But by muktzah, actually, it would be a kula, because that means to remove a nuisance, a bad smell, or an isser hanor, which you find repugnant, is actually considered to be litzor gufo. Litzor gufo we normally explain as being what? When I need to use the object, which is very similar to amalacha tzricha legufa, right? But here now we can define legufa at least by something which is a nuisance or reach ra, as a removing something repugnant. And he said in afkamina la'alacha, something brought down the back of one, I think one of Botner's svarim and hilchos mukta, whether you can move an alarm clock which is ringing. Can you move it from room to room? So even if it's mukta, the achronim will say you can move it because it's moving a tzor gufo. Now, truth is, it's not according to the conventional definition of tzor gufo. It's not a tzor gufo because tzor gufo means to use the clock to break nuts, right? That would be the tzor gufo, right? But if you define the tzor gufo like the Ushami does, that to remove a nuisance is tzor gufo in itself, that's very good. The ringing alarm clock could be called the tzor gufo to remove the nuisance. Okay? So, in sum, it's a very important Ushami which does not appear in the Bavli. Rabbi Shimon agrees that by Reach Ra and by Surah Anah, it's considered to be the tzor gufo, even if you're not intending it to move it anywhere, but just to remove it from the premises. No. Not here. Maybe somewhere else. If you have to move it, yeah.
Somebody's separated.
Yeah, I don't know. Some reason it's not. You're right. Some reason it doesn't say. I don't know why. So, amen. So, says Mark. So, that's the case. There's a question. Because our mission says you're allowed to move the mace. But where does Rabbi Shimon say allowed to move the mace? It's that's not this the rice at least. It should be according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be the rice because it has a reach ra and it's also banah. So your removal of it is a benefit for you. Says our Rabbi Yehuda said the potter would talk about our in our mission we're talking about a case of the mace aku. the dead person is a goy. V'she'en bo reach ra.
So A, the body's not osur bana.
And B, the smell doesn't smell bad. So therefore, if Shimon holds by there, it's a malach l'shein etzirch l'gufa to move it away. Because the normal impetai for making a malach l'shein etzirch l'gufa do not exist where it's a dead goy. And it doesn't smell. Okay? Now, the next words of Otzi l'kavo is superfluous. It's mutter by Noah, but you don't have to take after his dog. Now, it says a little further.
Tani, we were... Chutzis
d'ayis min ha-meis. So half a kazayis from a dead body. V'chatzis d'ayis min ha... Yeah.
Do you find that disturbing?
Yeah, what?
Found disturbing. You were the coin. If you did keep the dog in there, that you were feeding your dead goy to a dog. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tani, you learn chatzis ayis min ha-meis, chatzis ayis min ha-nevela. If a person takes out a half a kazayis of a dead body, half a kazayis of a nevela, pos mi kadosh less than a lentil min ha-sheretz chayev. It's strange because it should be less than a shear. Rabbi Shimon, the Shimon says you're exempt. Matama, this Rabbi Shimon, so says more. What's the logic, Rabbi Shimon? It's mata tuma. You're doing it in order to diminish the tuma. You're not giving, even if you're taking it out, you're not giving any significance to this. The only time you're chayiv unless a shear is your matznia. You're giving it significance. The fact that you're taking it out for half year is not to give it significance, it's to take away tuma. So it's at worst, amlocha shein etzrich l'gufa. So therefore you're potter, right? My time of the Rabbanon. Why in this case Rabbanon say yachayev? By he, the Rabbi Yehudon, the potter. Because they explain it the same way Rabbi Yehudon explained the previous case. We're talking about b'meisakum, we're talking, taking bits and pieces of a dead goy. Shein bo reach ra, which doesn't have an odor. And here we do have the gears of otzia l'kalbo. You say you had to half shear in order to feed your dog. So in this case, we say you're chayiv because you're machshir, even though it's less than normal shear. Okay?
I think dogs eat bush.
They don't eat dead bodies, dogs?
No?
Not
dead. Wild dogs might.
Even dead goy?
Better and already.
Okay.
That's different.
What about basketball players? All right. Hanotel is part of Zubazu. If somebody plucks his nails, cuts his nails, whatever, one with the other, or with his own nails, Mishinov with his hair, he bites his nails, Chayin Saro, his hair. He bites his nails with his teeth. Chayin Saro, or he bites his hair with his teeth. The chayin tzvah, he bites his mustache with his teeth. The chayin skonar, he bites his beard with his teeth. The chayin goes also to a woman who makes braids. A woman who puts on eye mascara. The chayin bokes, a woman who puts on blush. Rabbi Lezim b'chayiv chatos, Rabbi says in all these cases, b'chayiv chatos. Rabbi chachomi omrim, already say, b'shem shvus, it's only the rabbona. Atolish me'atzu tznakiv, so nakuv, somebody who harvests for or cuts out of a perforated pot, chayiv. Shein ogav, it's not perforated pot, so you're exempt. Rabbi Shimon poitel bezeh, ovezeh, Rabbi Shimon says, regardless you are potter, meaning that even if it's an otzi tznakuv, even if it's a perforated flower pot, if you harvested on Shabbos, harvested out of Shabbos, you were potter. Gemara is going to discuss that. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef Rechina say, Ma pligin, when do we have a machlokes in Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer? By cutting your nail, by getting off your nails. Bishanotlan, who? When he took it on himself. Avinotlan Acher, if somebody else takes off your nails with his nails, everybody agrees, Usin Hain, it doesn't work out right. It becomes repugnant, erratic, unprofessional, and therefore your potter. Therefore, the other person's potter. Rabbi Yachon b'shem, Rabbi Yachon, Rabbi Noach b'shem, Rav said, "Lolam chayin, chayin by sheet leader b'chastau." Even if you take him off yourself, you're not chayin unless you take him off with a nail clipper. Okay. press dolls, a nail clipper, scissors, something like that. Rav Avshem Rabbi Yossi said, Rav Avshem Rabbi Yossi and Chanina says, Hagodelis, if you braid a woman's hair on Shabbos, we have this in the Bavli, an opinion like this, Chayvish Shumban Yachai, because of construction. Rasiya Kaitam Rabbi Yochanan, it goes like that, which Rabbi Yochanan said, B'shem Rabbi Benoya, and they Rabbi Benoya, Ba'asrin, in our city, Tzavchin, they call the Kliosa, the braiding of hair, Biniosa building. Okay? Om Rabbi Sir, Rabbi Sir said, no, Lomi Star Brother, that doesn't make any sense. Elamishum Orik, what can I mean, Chayv you wear by? Weaving, not because of building. Says Yerushalmi, Vaiter, Machlava Shita Sid Rabbi Zira. I have a contradiction, Rabbi Zira Shita. The time Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Chia standing Rabbi Yochanan.
Sorry. Akoleya, Sholosh Nimin. If somebody strands together three. I'm Rabbi Zira. Low tubby oriku. Wait a minute. This is not weaving. This is a spinning. Tubby is spinning. Now, how many threads do you think you're chayv on by spinning?
Two.
How many chayv on by weaving? Three. So he says, you just said it's weaving. It's not weaving. It's spinning. Why? Because if you twist hairs together, so that's much more similar to spinning than weaving. So two should be chayv. Okay? So,
Okay.
It says the Gemara over by us. It says he calls braiding. Calls it orik. Over there he calls it tav. Over here he calls it orik. Which one is it? Is it weaving or is it spinning? So it says Mara Mavizira, Kambim Rua Kambim Bua. It depends how much he's doing. If he does a little bit, then that's not considered to be weaving, that's considered to be spinning. If he does a lot, so that's considered to be weaving. Okay? It really depends on the shear. Says Gemara, Hadodat Omer Bodom. Now this is really a separate issue. When you make a weave something for a person, not weaving your hair now. We're finished with that. You weave something for a person. It becomes tummy. Avobay, if you weave something for an animal, tohar. Why? Because the kalim of an animal don't become tummy. Only kalim of a human being. Caught at the time like that, which we learned. Also, the peace cause, somebody makes a belt, lilavlev, to cover the heart of an animal to protect it against wolves. Lashapet, to enhance the aesthetics of the animals. Lahadik basa mutsuvin, to tie the loads onto the animals. To hang this this rope on the neck of an animal, tohar. All these cases, the rope or the belt is tohar. Why is that? Because kelim for tashmish adam are makabel tuma. Kelim suitable for human consumption. Kelim tashmish behem are not makabel tuma. However, although that armor, that's only true for shooting with their simple vessels, straight. If they're bent, meaning they have a base kibul but built in, whether it's a human being or it's an animal, it's tummy. Why? Because it's a different type, obviously, of garment, and they're not chai because it's the garment of a human being. You're chai because it is a what? It's a base kibul. It's a receptacle. Oh. So that in and of itself is a reason to be chai. Hakucheles. Getting back to the issue we discussed previously, Hakocheles Chayeves Mishum Koseves. A woman who puts on mascara is chay because of writing. Hapoketsa, she blushes herself. Chayeves Mishum Tovash, she's chay because of coloring. Yitzhak Bar Urian, period. New Sugya. Right. Drawing designs is chai because of kosef.
Yeah, so you don't need two letters.
No. You don't need two eyes here either, seems. Okay, one eye would be sufficient to be chai because of writing. Yitzhak Amar Mapligin, and this is a very interesting thing he says. He basically undermines the whole Mishnah. He says, where's Machlokas Rabbi Shimon Chachami by Otit Nokuv? B'shalot Tolosh Kenegan Anekev. If you pull something off from the pot, not opposite the hole. In other words, here I have Exhibit A. here's my ol, right? So it's an otzi nukl, but I harvest the plant which grows right here. So that there's machlokas, whether I say they're yeah, the hole's over here. The hole's over here. Everybody see the hole? So the shayla is so Yitzhak says even Rabbi Shimon agrees that if the root is directly over the hole, like so, and then you remove it from the ground, you're chayev. So machlokas is where the root is over here. So then Rabbi Shimon holds you're still you're potter, right? Because it's not opposite the hole. And Rabbi Lozer holds your chayev. We did have that? I don't remember. It's possible. Okay.
So good. I mean, told you, because
if you pull it opposite the hole, after Rabbi Shimon, then Rabbi Shimon concedes your chayev. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyahu boy. It seems like a separate track, but it's going to relate these two things. Rabbi Yirmiyahu boy, he asks like this. If the tree was entirely in Eretz Yisrael, the neck of Chutzlaret, or the pot, I'm sorry, the perforated pot was entirely in Eretz Yisrael, the neck of Chutzlaret, and the hole was in Chutzlaret. What's the status then? Ashkechis. Now you find, lo and behold, he comes and he said, that which Rabbi Yirmiyahu had left as a shaila. Right, what's the status of the stuff which is not upset the hole? That was Pasha, Rabbi Yitzhak Barian, because Rabbi Yitzhak Barian said stuff which is not opposite the whole Rabbi Shimon didn't argue about. That's not considered to be attached to the ground.
Strictly with that. So let's
go further. Elay Ninun, these are cases where we have samples of this type of halachic oddity. Right? About the Nekev and the perforated flower plot. Vayislach Ocharoni. But he got other cases as well. I'll give you a couple of other peculiar ones. For example, Atzitznok. What? Perforated pot. Mekadish Bekerim. If you pass over your vineyard, through your vineyard, Asr the vineyard. Right? Because they derive mutual nourishment. Atzitznokov. However, despite the fact that it seems to be connected, because otherwise how could it bring down moisture or whatever the case may be to the rest of the plants? And on the other hand, it says, right? If it's not, Onokov doesn't have a hole, it's not Makash Shakarim. Yet we learned otzitznokub eno machshir says roim. So
what's the paradox?
I guess it just means ilan inu vayisal choren just means that we're going to bring out other halachos about otzitznokub, otzitcheno nokub. Means these are those and there are other ones. I guess it's just partial like that. So again, otzitznokum kash bekerim, if you have a perforated flower plot and it passes over vineyard, then ask the vineyard. V'she'eno nokum, if it's not perforated, eno makash bekerim, it doesn't ask the vineyard. Otzitznokum, if you have a perforated pot, eno makshus azroim, then whatever grows in it still considers if it's connected to the ground, you don't have to take a trumusumaisris. If it's not perforated, machshir says roim, whatever grows down, grows there and became wet is automatically mukshir l'kabel tuma, automatically comes through with l'kabel tuma, and atolish matzitz nokuv chayev, somebody takes off stuff from a perforated plant is chayev, b'shein nokuv stuff from stuff with non perforated plant he's flower pot he's butter, b'shein nokuv butter, Rabbi Yossi Amar. On my law, stop. Rabbi Yossi made the following statement, stop. Rabbi China, without any attribution. Rabbi China, Mati Bava Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel B'Yitzhak, his own name, Rabbi Shmuel B'Yitzhak, HaTorah Rivso Atah B'Taru Zroim. Why is that true, that there's a difference, that even if it grows in a Atzitz Nokuv, right? Eino Machsh... No, that's portion.
So what's he mean with Kaddish?
Oh, okay, he's saying it differently. He's saying that everything in the world, Rabbi Shimon holds, is from the Korban Eder. Everything in the world Rabbi Shimon holds, what? Right, thank you. There's no distinction between Otit Nakov and Otit Shein or Nakov. There's no distinction. Everything is the same. Perforated, non-perforated, exactly the same. The only time Rabbi Yitzchak holds that there's a difference is only in the following case. What's the following case? Where we say, where Zroim are not, don't become Tomei, it was Don Shalola Ratzon. I'm still confused. How do you get this straight in my own mind? We proved that by Tuman Tara and Otit Tanakov is like the ground, even going to Rabbi Shimon. We're saying, do you extrapolate from that to any other case or not? And the more answers, no, you don't extrapolate from that case to any other case. What? No. And Otit Tanakov, going to Rabbi Shimon, is never connected to the ground, except for this one instance. What's the one instance? That's not Machshir L'Kabel Tuma, doesn't become Kershul L'Kabel Tuma unless it's completely connected, disconnected from the ground. Okay? So again, why is that? Why should that be unique? Why is it get a special schus that it's not going to be Makabel Tuma? Says more to Xeris HaKos, HaToyer Ribas Betara Zroim. The Torah was extra special, went an extra distance to make sure Zroim remained Torah. Where do we see that? So it says, Gemara, my time, what's the pasuk? He poniv lasam, akol zera zarua asher yizorea. It says so many times, zera zarua asher yizorea. So it means that somehow or another we learn from that a way which I'm not exactly clear. That the Torah was very, very lenient when it came to the mukshar l'kabel tuma, by saying which grows a perforated pot and we're not concerned, it doesn't become mukshar l'kabel tuma. So for everything else, Rabbi Shimon Katako, that which grows a perforated pot, at least opposite the hole, is as if it grows on the ground. Here it's different because the special because there is a kotzuv that by Otit Nakuv, the Torah was marbe. Let's make a mistake. I goofed it again. Well, not so badly. Rabbi Shimon holds that by Hechsher Zroim is the only case where an Otzitz Nakuv is considered connected to the ground. Why is that? Because the Torah said by Hechsher Zroim you should be more Mako, because it says Akol Zera Zerua Sheri Zareah. So that means that being more Mako in this case means that it's connected to the ground. Normally being connected to the ground is more of a Chumrah, because that means for Shabbos, right. But by Tuman Tara it's more of a Kula to say that it is connected. So therefore Rabbi Shimon really is consistent in a way, because he always goes the Kula. By Shabbos he goes the Kula and he says it's not connected. By Tumatar goes the Kula and says it is connected. Hi, so Gemara asks, you can't burn the candle on both ends. What's the pshat? So how we say special says the custom. Hatayah rivsa b'taras roim, that vis-a-vis taras roim. In other words, that it shouldn't be mukshar kabel tuma. The Torah gave a special says the custom. Hakol zera zera shei zorea, that it's very removed from the time when it was a zera. That only they can be Machshir L'Kabel Tuma. For this we see that the Rotzon HaTorah was to be Mekel in this case. Okay. Hachalach Perek HaMatzir. New Perek. Hazoyach Mishus HaYoch L'Shus HaRabim. Somebody who throws from a public domain to a private domain. Or Mishus HaRabim, Mishus HaYoch, or vice versa. Chayach. What about this case? Old standby. You throw from Mishus Hayoch to Mishus Hayoch and Mishus Hayoch in the middle and you keep Machayev. Why, Dr. Spadel? Gluta Mikshu and Chadam. That could read up there with Pico. Okay. And you keep Machayev and Breyer, right? The all-time great. Rabbi Akiva Mechayev and Chachayim Pocher and Chachayim, of course, don't hold of Gluta Mikshu and Chadam. Zrika, says the Gemara, is Talada Dotso. Why is not one of the 40? 39 actually, because it's a Toloda Votzah. Below Shanya, says Mar, you should know. There's no difference. Bain Daite, here the carbonator throws in the Rebbe. There's no difference in your opinion of Rebbe, Bain Daite, and the Rabbanon. Vushanachim Shusiyach, Lushusarim, Lushusiyach. The only way it can be Chayef is if it actually goes from Shusarim to Shusiyachid. Yeah, if it only goes from Shusarim, only if it goes from Shusarim to Shusiyachid. I forgot why we have to emphasize that. Oh, of course. Says more, wait a minute, how can you say that? I'll die to Rabbi if you lanacha. It's not true, it's a machlokas. Korn Rabbi doesn't have to rest. I'll die to Rabbanan, vushanacha. Korn Rabbanan has to rest. This is a case which the Bavli discusses also sometime. If something sails from Rishus HaRabim through a Rishus HaYachid now to Rishus HaRabim again, so Rabbanan holds your part, the Rebbe holds your chayv. So I can say it's no machlokas. You're saying that everybody agrees you need Anachal Rishus HaYachid. It's not true. If something sails through Rishus HaYachid, you're still chayv on it. Says the word no. Again, I'll thank the Rebbe Rishus. So Dharma Rabbi Ba Baruchuna B'Shem Rav Ochiyev Rebbe El Ayde Rishus HaYachid Mekure. No, the only time Rabbi says if it sails through Rishus HaYachid, it's as if Rishus HaYachid, it's as if it's what? It goes through a, goes under a beam, under a roof, not just under a beam, because then we say Beisa Kamad Damaya Damia. That the house is as if it's full and as if it's resting on the ground. So that's only it's either Rebbe Rabban or argue if I didn't eat Hanochan or Shusay Yochid. Right? And certainly don't say Klutuk Michelin Chadamia. The question when it sails through, is that considered to be as if it landed or not? Again, because Basil Command the Maya Daimia, the house is like it filled up. But anyway, you only say that Eli Devi Shusay Yochid Mekure, where the Shusay Yochid obviously has a roof. Says, well, it's not so push it. Rabbi Yehon holds it even if the Rishus HaYachid doesn't have a roof and it sails through, you're still chayv. The Rabbi Yami B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon V'Ushetei Lavi Mechitz, as long as it goes between this airspace of the walls, even if there's no roof, and even if it goes out afterwards, still is the Vilan Rishus HaYachid. Says the Gemara, no, it's not Rabbi Yechon meant. Rabbi Boikom Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Abba as if Rabbi Yechonon Mas Nisa to Rabbi. The truth is, this Mishnah is already a Mishnah in Gittin. We're not referring back to our Mishnah in Shabbos. We're about to ask a Mishnah in Gittin, a parallel sugya. You know what? I'm not going to be able to finish before Marv, and we already did over 2 blot, so we'll come back to this tomorrow. So we're in the middle of this machlokas, alleged machlokas, where Rabbi Yochanan says, even the Rishus HaYachid is not Makura, if something sails through the Rishus HaYachid, it's as if it's landed. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up from Rabbi Yami tomorrow.